Good morning, afternoon, everyone. Thank you for coming and joining us today for today's session. Just a couple of items when we start on our agenda. A reminder, items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board council may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board council may remove an item from the agenda or delay decisions relating to the item at that time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board County Commissioner Zoning Commission, BCC, or the Clark County Planning Commission, PC, for final actions. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With a 48-hour advance request, a sign language interpreter, or other reasonable efforts to assist the accommodation persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling 702-455-3530. TDD at 702-385-7486. Or relay Nevada toll-free at 800-326-6868, TD/DTD. Supporting material provided to the board council members for this meeting may be requested from Tammy Harris at 702-298-0828. Supporting material will also be available at the Clark County Department of Administration Services at 500 South Grand Central Parkway, the sixth floor, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89155. Supporting material is also available at the county's website at https://clarkcountynv.gov/Laughlin tab. Our board members today is Pam Walker, Fred Doten, Herm Walker, myself, Kathleen Haas. Kathy Oates, chair, is excused. We have Tammy Harris, our secretary, 702-298-0828. You can reach her at tammy.harris@clarkcountynv.gov. County Liaison Mark Moskowitz, 702-298-0828 or 702-455-6173 at mark.moskowitz@clarkcountynv.gov. I would like to call this meeting officially to order with the invocation followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. Please stand.
Our Father and Creator, King of the Universe, we ask you to be here today. You don't have to be invited, but I do ask you to be here today. Fill this room, fill this space. Take over this meeting. Offer us your wisdom and your love and your kindness. Fill Laughlin with your love and your kindness, your goodness, your justice. Fill every street, Casino Drive, all the streets with yourself. We thank you. Thank you for your love and your kindness and your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Fred, would you like to lead us?
Of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. Public comments. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within this jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by general public. This period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address and spell your last name. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of your presentation, this will be done by the chairperson of the board and a majority vote. I'd like to call for a motion to approve the minutes for the September 14th, 2021.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Say aye. Motion pass. Approval of the agenda for October 12th.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion pass. Moving on, Section 5, Informational Items. Receiver report and updates from the South County Liaison, Mark Waksuish.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to thank everyone for attending the Coffee and Conversation on September 28th. It was a great turnout, great dialogue, and I want to thank Alon back there for helping us set up Spirit Mountain so well, and Tammy as well for all their help with getting it up and running. So thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion to move item number 13 to item 2.
We were going to do fire and metro and then 13.
Okay.
If we can receive report from Lieutenant Rogers with Metro Police regarding any activities, statistics.
Hello, Officer Maloney, M-A-L-O-N-E-Y, in for Lieutenant Rogers. He couldn't make it today. Calls for service for September is 327. We're down 15%. Calls, traffic citations was 444 traffic citations for the month. 2 DUI arrests, 7 domestic battery arrests, and 25 bookings. Arrest overall for Laughlin. Any questions?
Thank you. Any questions from the board?
No.
Nope. Thank you very much. Next, we would like to receive a report from Clark County Fire Department regarding calls and services during the past month.
Good afternoon. My name is Dennis Morata. I'm standing in for Chief Reed. He's unable to make it today. Calls for service for last month at Station 76 was 162 calls. At Station 85 was 85 calls, a total of 116 calls of service, which is up 15% from last year. Currently, we have 2 new members that are here in Laughlin, and we are doing a lot of training. You might see us around town in the river, hanging off of ropes in the parking garages. And we're going to be doing some boat operations also in the next few weeks. If anybody has any questions, I'll attempt to answer it for you.
Great. Any questions? No. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'd like to call, we're going to move item 13 up, and we'd like to hear from Sandy West from the food bank.
Sandy West, W-E-S-T. I just have a short thing. I want everybody to understand that Mark and our commissioner.
Can you move yours up, your face shield, so we can hear you?
I can take it off.
Thank you. And move closer to the mic. Thank you.
Okay. But he did so much, did a lot of work for us, and I feel very honored and blessed that we have him, because sometimes we need help down here that we don't always get. In the past, you know, we've kind of tried. But anyway, this was such a timely thing. They paved our back cement, which we needed, because all of our equipment was just getting ruined. So every day that I see it, I'm like, thank you, Mark. And thank our commission.
You're very welcome, and thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sandy.
Thanks for moving this up, because I have to go get turkeys.
Thank you. Okay, item number 4, receive a report from Will Smith. He is not with us today. Let's see, Clark County Water Reclamation. We do have a report. September 2021, LWRC treated an average of 1.68 MGDs, producing clean water, returned to the Colorado River. September 2020, LWRC had an average of 1.9 MGDs. The difference between the flow decreased 220,000 gallons per day from the last year at this time. Sewer service complaints, there weren't any in the past month. Odor complaints, there was no odors. Call before you, Diggs, 23, Laughlin tickets received for September 2021. Next, we would like to receive a report from Jason Bailey with the Big Bend Water District. Jason is not here today either. Fred, can you read that report? Yep.
Okay, the report for the Big Bend Water District on October the 12th, the diversion 2021 year-to-date total diversion is 2,435 acre-feet. 2020, it's 2,727 feet. Year-to-date total diversion for 2019 was 2,810. The 2020 total diversion was 3,509 acre-feet. And for the 2019 was 3,538 acre feet. Other than that, there's nothing else except the chart.
Thank you. Number 6, receive a report from Parks and Recreation.
Hello. Elon Gilbray, Clark County Parks and Rec. Bear with me, I am not a public speaker, you guys. Okay, so report for September. We had 16 programs, 380 monthly visits. At Spear Mountain, we are looking for a part-time front desk employee. If anyone is interested, please come to the center and pick up an application. We are doing our trunk or treat on October 21st at 5:00 at Mountain View Park. Movie in the park to follow at 7:30. If anyone is interested in being a part of the trunk or treat, give me a call at 702-298-3413. Medicine on the Move will be at the Spirit Mountain Activity Center parking lot on October 27th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and October 28th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Seniors can make appointments for annual wellness visits, mammograms, and COVID vaccines. Call 702-933-1383 Monday through Friday to make an appointment. Yes.
Thank you. Any questions?
Madam Chair, I would just like to take this opportunity to thank you for straightening out the signs in the park.
Yes. You're welcome. Anybody else?
Anyone else? Thank you.
Thank you.
Receive a report from Haley Mayo University of Nevada.
Hello. The new 4-H year started, so 2021-2022 enrollment is open. 4-H is a program open to all youth ages 5 through 19, and if anybody wants enrollment information, they can email me at hmaio@unr.edu for the enrollment packet, because we do, all of our enrollments are online now. Ask a Master Gardener will be at the Laughlin Library Wednesday, October 27th from 10:30 to 12:30. The Laughlin Master Gardeners will be available to answer any gardening and horticulture questions and just provide general gardening and horticulture knowledge, like what should you be planting, what can we plant, all of that good stuff. And then we have a very exciting and special presentation from the state social horticulture specialist, Dr. Angela O'Callaghan. She'll be coming down here on Saturday, November 6th at 11 a.m. at the Laughlin Library to provide a special presentation about bees that are not honeybees, they're pollinators too. So we hope to get a good turnout for that, because it'll be a really interesting presentation on bees. Any questions?
Any questions? No. Thank you very much. Next, we'd like to receive a report from Jackie Whalen, the Laughlin Chamber Conference, regarding current upcoming events.
Vice Chair, Board, staff. My first report will be on the Laughlin Chamber. You have the world's toughest, The Laughlin Water Flow Committee still meets every single month, headed by the BOR. The tri-state stakeholders are still working on the sciences between hydroelectricity and renewable energy and the challenges that we face with each one, as well as putting together a safety program for the river in conjunction with that of Bullhead City. The Community Achievement Awards are November 13th. The finalist in each category has been chosen by the 7 judges, and those cannot be announced, so you'll have to watch the live stream on the 13th to find out who won in each of the 13 categories. I'll tell you, instead of the 13 plus the 3, which are the Spirit of Nevada, Spirit of Arizona, and Spirit of the Colorado River, we have an additional winner for someone special, so I think you'd be interested in watching. Ribbon cuttings, we have done several ribbon cuttings. Two of the ones that we've done most recently were for 1 year and grand opening, and that was the Taco Joint Raw Power Solar Energy, bringing solar energy to households in our communities at an affordable rate. Network educating, we continue to do that. Last month was our first one. This next one is going to be a very educational 45 minutes on from the PhD Mike Cavallaro for Bullhead City Pest Abatement and Vector Control Clark County about the caddisfly and the sciences that we've learned so far, those tests that have worked and those that have not, and the direction that we're going on that. The volunteers in partnership are still being airport ambassadors, and now that the Riverside Resort has resumed their air flights, we have a lot of VIPs being ambassadors over there for the number of flights that they're bringing in and out. They have recently been asked to be the emergency volunteer contact group in case of a major event on the airport. I don't want to describe what kind of those emergencies are, but in case that would happen, the volunteers in this group would be called immediately to take over a building close to the airport and greet everyone that's coming there and give them instructions on where to go and start a log on those people who are looking for their loved ones or have affiliation with the airline or the press. So we'll be able to send a press release out there for you in about a month on what their exact duties are, and they'll be participating continuously. And remember, they do all of this for free. They are still doing ticket scanning and ushering at all of the Laughlin townwide events. The next one is Kid Rock, Toby Keith, Darius Rucker. If you have any interest in being a VIP and going to a concert for free and helping ushering or scan tickets, you can go to Donna at 928-404-3859. You'll be happy to see that our members are going up again. So we have 304 members, 29% of which is in Laughlin. New members this quarter are 2, and new members in Laughlin are 1. The Nevada Recovers Partnership, we've completed our list of those things that the community wants and desires, and now we're starting to put them in to the NevadaRecovers.com website. Every single one of those requests has to be put in separately as a separate request for each project. And so Fred Doten and myself have been working on making our top 10 to get in first, and then we'll go on through the other minor ones that we still think we are privileged to with the ARPA money, and we'll get all of those in for the ones that were requested and made the list. We are immunization partners with some Nevada-based companies, and we've been doing pop-up vaccination sites at pre-events for each one of the town-wide concerts, pre-Lynyrd Skynyrd, pre-Kid Rock, pre-Toby Keith, and pre-Darius Rucker. The pop-up tent is in the middle of Bruce Woodbury Drive, just outside of the walk-in entrance and bus entrance. And they're there from 4 to 8. There will be no post-conference pop-up tent, just from 4 to 8. The Nevada Department of Transportation Laughlin directional signs. We did have a nice host meeting with Susie Lee yesterday, and one of the major things we discussed with her was that there are no signs except for the ones at the top of 163 from the 515-93 turnoff onto I-11. And she looked for herself on her way home yesterday and realized that we were actually telling the truth, that it actually sent people to Needles, California, as opposed to sending people to Laughlin. We have asked for a sign every 25 to 40 miles, or at least before and after a small town, which would be Searchlight, Calendivari, and we hope that we can get that together and get it done. The additional services that we have this year is Nevada Department of Wildlife. We are now issuing licenses for fish and small game for the entire community, all tri-states, for fishing if there's any common waters or any waters in the Colorado River that meet the Nevada border. You can get your license from us no matter what shore you're fishing from. We've hosted 2 events in the last couple weeks, and that was with Commissioner Michael Naft and Congresswoman Susie Lee. And that is the end of that report.
Thank you. Any questions?
You do have a notary over there now.
Yes, I'm sorry, I didn't mention that. We have a notary. It's free to members, and there's a small fee for non-members. But it's available from 8 o'clock to 4:30, and sometimes a little later than that if we stay.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Welcome.
Madam Chair, I was just noticing in your note here on the Avica, whatever. It occurs to me that both sides have spent a lot of time investigating the boundaries of this memorial. And I would like your opinion as to whether or not at the next Laughlin Town Advisory Board meeting next month that this item ought to be agendized and voted on by the board to take a position with regard to boundaries of the memorial.
Do I have that in my notes somewhere, Herm? Mr. Walker? Is it in my notes somewhere? Or did I miss it?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, you do have a note at the end of your comments. It says that you'll participate.
Oh, right. We participated in the eco flight.
What
today.
I'm asking is, do you think it would be appropriate at the next advisory board meeting to agendize this question of where the boundaries are to exist and have a vote by the board so we can move ahead? We've been with this thing for 3, 4, 5 months.
So, Mr. Walker, it's only my opinion and my support of the community that makes those things happen. It's up to the county and to you as a board to make it an agenda item and ask for a vote. I can only merely participate in getting the documents that you need that will help you make your decision. I can help facilitate that.
Well, in this regard, Mark, I would ask that a vote on this question be agendized for the next board meeting, and that a vote be taken.
Okay. So you can make the request, and we can definitely coordinate to get on. We can take your request here, and we can put it onto the agenda, and then at the next board meeting, it'll be, you know, published and everything, and you guys can have discussion on the item if you'd like. And I would ask if any of the other board members feel differently or want to speak up, they can do that now, or we can discuss another time.
Any other comments? Nope, we're good.
Okay, we will put it on the agenda for next meeting.
Thank you.
I can move ahead with my report for Laughlin Tourism.
Yep.
Okay, so we have World's Toughest Mudder, which is a world's toughest mudder, just as it says. All of the elite athletes come into a 24-hour human obstacle race out at the event site. It's still at the same event site at Bruce Woodbury and Cal Edison Way. That's on the 13th through the 14th. And then the statewide United States Tough Mudder event will be on the weekend after that, which is the 20th through the 21st. Human obstacle races are hard to watch because they're so long, you don't get to see all the obstacles, but the ones that come into, they call the carnival grounds, are pretty intense. You can watch those from there, and they do accept spectators in that carnival area. The Run Laughlin Half Marathon 12K and 5K run are coming up on December 5th. I think this is like our ninth year, and it's always been very successful. Southern Nevada Off-Road Enthusiasts are coming December 10th through 11th. That is off-road races. It's the only nonprofit group that we sponsor in this area. The townwide concerts that are sponsored by Laughlin Tourism Commissioner Toby Keith on October 23rd and Pitbull on May 28th of 22. Any concerts, whether they're supported by LTC or supported by Golden or Caesars, can be found at one of those websites that are there. We have been able to come to an agreement with Western Arizona News this week. They do all of the open tournaments for trout, bass, and offshore fishing. And we are able to bring one to our area in June of 2022. And it will be a bass tournament with 400 anglers, 200 vessels, and over $260,000 in prizes, including a bass boat. Destination marketing, we have been granted the application that we applied for Nevada Commission on Tourism for $16,000 with a $4,000 match, but we can use our volunteer hours as a match from the volunteers and partnership who work on townwide events, and that should be starting right away, and that has to be finished by June of 2022. I updated your membership list for those who are members of the Laughlin Tourism Commission on the backside, and we want to welcome Matt Laughlin from Don Laughlin's Riverside Resort. That's the end of my report.
Thank you. Any questions? Comments? Herm, do you have anything?
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Okay, next on the agenda is a receiver report from Tanya Brown for the library. Tanya's not here, so we will read her report. Here are some updates from our local Laughlin Library branch. This month, we will be bringing back some of our favorite programs for you to enjoy. For any questions, call 702-507-4063. The Saturday Readers Book Club is back. Stop by the library to pick up your copy of The Giver of Stars by JoJo Moyes. Then join us for a lively discussion on Saturday, October 16th at 11 a.m. On Monday, October 18th, we will be bringing back our annual pumpkin painting program for kids and teens. Join us at 4 p.m. to paint a real pumpkin for Halloween. All supplies will be provided and families are welcome to join us. The day after, on October 19th, the Vigilant Folks for having a blood drive at the library. The blood drive will be from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Anyone interested can call 1-877-25-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, for more information or to schedule an appointment. On Wednesday, October 20th, we'll be hosting a drop-in Lego club for kids and families. Drop by anytime from 3 to 5 to create cool stuff with Legos. On Thursday, October 21st, the Alzheimer's Association folks will be hosting a support group meeting at the library. The support meeting starts at 10:30 a.m. This meeting is for all affected by Alzheimer's, including caregivers. Are you good for Jeopardy? Looking to work out your brain and win prizes? Join us for Trivia Buffs, a trivia showdown for adults and seniors. Our next game will be Monday, November 1st at 5 p.m. If you have any questions, please stop by and see the latest going on. Thanks for supporting our library and hope to see you soon, Tanya J. Brown. Any questions on our library report? Okay. We're going to move on to a report from the Laughlin School System. Ms. Estes.
Good afternoon, Don Estes, Laughlin Schools. First, just thank you for this grand opportunity. We're in the 10th week of school. We're celebrating being back in our buildings. We're grateful to have our students engaged back in some normalcy. Last week we had homecoming, and even though we didn't put a win on the scoreboard, we celebrate the win that students got to have a homecoming tradition that we have not seen in 2 years. So we are grateful, we're excited, and we're also here today to share some of the great things happening on behalf of the Clark County School District. Several of those brand new carpets in our schools during closure. We are completing an asphalt project, brand new parking lot across our secondary campus. And the really big event that we mentioned over the summer that I would like to introduce today, District A School Board Trustee Lisa Guzman and Region 3 School Associate Superintendent Dr. Reese Oswalt to share with you a timeline for our new campus.
Good afternoon. Again, my name is Reese Oswalt. I'm a school associate superintendent in Region 3 of the Clark County School District, which makes me the direct supervisor of the Laughlin Schools. I'm here today to share a proposal that the school district plans to move forward with, as well as give a brief timeline of that proposal. The proposal really entails making Laughlin Middle High School a K-12 campus a couple years from now. That would entail building a new gymnasium, building some additional classrooms, making some modifications to the existing building in order to move the students currently at Bennett Elementary School up to the middle school, high school location. The timeline of that is that proposal will go forward to the Clark County School District Bond Oversight Committee this month. If that goes well, it will go forward to the School Board of Trustees at the beginning of December. If those proposals and approvals go well, they then will hire an architect and have some more detailed plans in regards to what that looks like. The anticipated move of those students as of now is August 2024. So I hope to, if those approvals go through on time and as planned, and I get more details at the beginning of 2022, and you provide me the opportunity to come back with any additional details that are more concrete in regards to that plan as soon as I have them.
Hi, I'm Trustee Guzman, and I sit on the Bond Oversight Committee. I will be hearing both the hearing on the elementary school and then also as a school board trustee, and we don't foresee any issues moving forward.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Any questions from the board? Thank you very much. We're looking forward to the completion. We have one comment, and Ms. Estes.
Constable Jordan Ross, Laughlin Township. First of all, thank you very much for making what I know is a day-killing trip down here. We always appreciate when people make that trip down here. Just out of curiosity, would this leave the existing Bennett campus available for repurposing, perhaps leasing out to a nonprofit, as potentially a preschool and daycare center? Or are there other plans? Will it simply be sold to recover the capital out of the property? Just had some curiosity to that matter. Thank you.
Thank you, Trustee Guzman, for the record. What we have is a plan in place right now to ensure the students' safety during this transition. Once we get all the plans in place, we'll be able to look at those types of proposals. But as of right now, we are planning for the students and their transition to a new facility. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to our next item, announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county and community meetings and events.
None at this time.
None? Okay. Okay, we're going to move on to planning and zoning, which we have none to report today. General business, we have nothing to report today. Which brings us to our comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board jurisdictions will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's record podium and clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or a vote by the majority of the board. Do we have any public comments today? Please step up to the podium and state your name.
Yes, my name is Fred Wells. Everybody knows me. I've been in here too many times, I guess. But anyway, I wanted
to... Fred, you need to also give us your address.
3319 Ocotillo Drive, Laughlin, Nevada. I've been a resident here for over 22 years. Anyway, a couple of years ago, I put out a petition about new streets, okay? And if you remember correctly, last February, they came down and they said that we're going to start our streets in October. This is this month. What I am hoping is when they started on 163, this is the beginning of getting new streets for Laughlin. I'm not sure, but I'm hoping it is, because they told us that they were going to go ahead and put in all new streets in the city of Laughlin, I mean in the township of Laughlin.
So, should I?
Mark.
So 163 is actually a state highway, so that's actually controlled by NDOT.
I can't hear you with your mask on. I'm sorry.
163 is it's controlled by NDOT, so it's a state highway. We actually are going to have Public Works coming down here in the next few months to give an update. I've been working closely with them to figure out their plan of what days they're going to do roads and all that. They've moved a few up to this current year coming up, so that's been a positive, and they should have an update shortly. So I appreciate that, and we'll definitely be able to get you more information of when the roads and all that for the resealing and all that. So.
Yeah, because they did tell us in February they were going to start this month. They were going to do it last year in October, but because of the virus, they weren't going to do it. Because they couldn't get the drivers together, two people in a vehicle, without having contamination of the two. But if they are doing it, I really do appreciate everything that you guys have done. But now there's another thing I would like to ask you about, too. And I asked this over a year ago. about moving the Franciscus Garces Memorial across the street. Now, nobody is taking care of that memorial over there because it belongs to, I guess, Public Works on the other side of the road. On this side, it would be taken care of by Laughlin. I have personally been going over there and picking up trash at that site. I would like to see it moved across the street where there's a parking lot right there, so nobody would get hurt going across the street, parking on one side and washing on over to the other side. Now, that Franciscus Garces Memorial is the first priest that's ever set foot in Nevada at the first Catholic Mass here. Very important, you know, for me, because I'm a Knight of Columbus, I'm also a good Catholic. And I don't want to see anybody get hurt going across that street. I would like to know if you can maybe move it across, and then Laughlin will take care of the maintenance for the front of it.
I can definitely check with Public Works and see, because you said they're the ones that are maintaining it, and see what they can let me know.
Now, they had told me once before they were going to take care of the front of it, but they haven't done a thing in over 2 years.
Okay. I will definitely touch base with them and see what they say.
All right. Thank you for your time. Any questions?
Nope.
Thank you.
Thanks, Fred. Any other public comments before we close? Okay. Yes.
Hello, Bradley Beck. I'm kind of in between houses right now. Please, so you could probably
give your name and address.
Bradley Beck. I'm kind of in between houses right now, so you could probably use Crown Point as my former address. So a couple things. I haven't been here a couple months because I've been having car problems. But a couple months ago, you guys had asked the police here if there was anything interesting that had happened. And I guess from what I understand, there was a fight that broke out in one of the casinos and somebody actually died. So I find it kind of interesting that even when the chair asked the officer if there was anything out of the ordinary that happened, he had said no. And in fact, even to this date, I haven't heard anything from the officers here as to the event that happened there at the casino. So, or should I take it back, the resort. The second thing is I finally did get evicted from Crown Point for being a nuisance. So the judge, I guess, determined that what I was doing here and at Crown Point to fight for my rights and the rights of the individuals at Crown Point was in retaliation for them raising my rent. So I guess my question is that in a township or in a town like this, I came to the board with a problem that exists at, I guess you could say, a slumlord that exists in this town, and you guys said you can't do anything. The town constable says he has no standing. So pretty much the only thing that I'm left with is to take this to the court or Judge Atkins in our township. And in both cases where I took Crown Point to court or was involved with Crown Point in court, both cases the judge found Crown Point can't do anything wrong. So my question to you all is, if the board can't do anything, if the constable can't do anything, if the judge in the town can't do anything about a business that exists in this town, who can? Who can?
Thank you.
My name is Lyle Bostwick, and I wanted to give you an example of what these people are doing in management for Crown Point.
Can you please state your address?
3665 Crown Point.
Thank you.
Needles.
Can you spell your last name?
Bostwick.
Spell it, please.
Bostwick.
Thank you.
In regards to Crown Point, there's things that they're doing that they're charging termination fees, and my lawyer is asking where these were invented. They're charging things for water bills and stuff like that. My lawyer wants to know what they're charging them for. The thing is that I've got an attorney looking at my stuff, and it also exists that I'm over 60, and there's a vulnerable person, which is NRS 41.1395. As such, continued abuse treatment to me shouldn't be being used. And that's what they're doing. And it's not just for me that I'm complaining about. What I'm complaining about is the elderly people that are older than me and the people that are not knowledgeable how to fight for what they're being, you know, charged for. And it's illegal. And I talked to the constable yesterday, and he said there's nothing I can do except pursue them. And this is not his job. What is this? Whose job is this to make sure that these people are not abusing other people at Crown Point? This is going to go on forever, and this place is going to turn into a dump? Is that what's going to happen? Because it's getting worse. It's never going to get better. It's going to get worse. The good people are going to move out, and you're going to have people that are just there because the state pays for it. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Okay, our next meeting will be November 9th, 2021. I'd like to adjourn this meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Thank you.